This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Because she's pantsuit, Hillary Clinton wants to revoke the licenses of non-compliant gun dealers, which, like all things gun control, that sounds, you know, on the surface, like it could be okay. Like maybe that should be something we should be doing anyway. The problem is how they determine who is non-compliant. Now, gun dealers are worrying that this means they could be shut down for clerical errors on required paperwork. In response to a questionnaire given to the International Association of Chiefs of Police, Clinton referenced a Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco Firearms statistic that says many gun dealers do not follow federal gun laws, but few have their licenses revoked. She stated, New York has no control over another state's gun laws, so it has to depend on the federal government to enforce federal firearms laws against irresponsible gun dealers across the country. It's important to note that the vast majority of gun owners and gun dealers are responsible. Thanks so much for that. But she continued on. But a few bad actors are responsible for supplying the vast majority of guns used in crimes. And we need to shut them down. Indeed, nearly 90% of guns recovered on crime scenes in America come from just 5% of gun dealers in America. We know who these bad actors are, but we rarely revoke a gun dealer's license, even if they break the law. She continues, according to recent statistics, the ATF found that 1 in 3 gun dealers were not compliant with federal gun laws. Now, wait a minute, I just thought it was 5%. Now it's 1 in 3. Yet less than 1% of these stores have their licenses revoked. We need federal action on guns, and shutting down the major suppliers of illegal guns will be one of my priorities as president. Washington Times reported back in 2014 that the number of ATF field inspections doubled since 2005, and the number of violations discovered during the Obama administration spiked 30%. But the rise in the number of violations did not equal a rise in the gravity of the violations. According to ATF inspection results between 2012 and 2014, the most common reason for failing federal firearms licensees committing a violation in 2013 was for incorrectly filling out Form 4473, the over-the-counter firearms transaction record. And that has changed over time. Like, if you have filled out one of these things, the first thing you will notice, and I fill them out a lot, so... what I know is this. When you fill one of these things out, when it's got the questions that you're going to answer, as a rule of thumb, the first one's going to be yes, then every other one's going to be no, except for the last one, which is going to be blank. Okay? The form, and with me, since I have a concealed carry permit, they just write that number on it. Don't call anybody about it, because I don't have to go through a background check. For those that are not schooled on the Form 4473, however, what it is it's a form which includes a firearms manufacturer or importer, model, serial number, kind of firearm, caliber or gauge, date received, date of sale, the reference number, where the buyer lives, if the buyer is an illegal alien, or whether the purchaser ever committed a felony. I'm just so certain they say yes to those. One issue we often see is that the same mistake on a form repeated every time, like Y instead of yes, or an abbreviation of a county, gets misrepresentatives hundreds of violations by anti-gun interest groups. ATF says they have to note each one of the violations, so the number of violations a dealer might have can be very misleading. That coming from NSSF leader Larry Keene. Each of the 132 items on the six-page questionnaire must be filled out, and answering incorrectly is an ATF violation. One violation can result in a license revocation. Violations concerning paperwork, which included wrong dates and not recording incoming shipments at a certain time, were the next four common mistakes licensed dealers made. Ultimately, selling a firearm to an individual who should not have been sold one ranked number 10 on the 10-item list. So we're not... These FFLs are not supplying guns to bad guys. They're just sloppy. The Washington Times noted that half of the gun retailers who go through ATF audits end up with violations that could result in warning letters threatening revocation of their licenses. Elizabeth Gosselin, a spokeshole for ATF, told the Washington Times, "We take our responsibility for licensing persons engaged in manufacturing, importing, and dealing in firearms, and ensuring those who are licensed to engage in those businesses do so in compliance with applicable laws and regulations very seriously." That is such a mouthful. She continued on, "It is critical that gun dealers comply with the Gun Control Act and its implementing regulations, first and foremost, to ensure public safety, and second, to assist law enforcement efforts and prevent the diversion of firearms from lawful commerce to the illegal market." Well, here's the fear. These violations, which are basically clerical errors, you know what? I need to get Jason Mila on the show from Upstate Armor Group. He would know. I will endeavor to do that tomorrow. So what I'm about to tell you is basically a conjecture because I'm not an FFL. These clerical errors, I don't know how many of them you can have. One of the things that seems to get most of these guys in trouble when I talk to them is that they've got to match up the FFL, excuse me, the 4473s. They've got to be able to match up the guns. If they don't have the gun, they got to have the form 4473. Their logbooks need to be correct. That kind of thing. That does not make them desperados or, you know, Comancheros running guns. That's not what it makes them. Now, Hillary getting out there and saying that she thinks that they should be shut down. This is just another list. This is like the no-fly, no-buy list. This is the prohibited persons. They want to have prohibited dealers now. And you know what? I'm not surprised. I am not surprised by any of this. Not from pantsuit, anyway. Now then, administrative note, right now, currently, there is no video feed on the show. I know that may be disappointing. I don't understand it, but if you're listening out there, you're listening the only way it's available today, which is the best way as far as the audio is concerned. GCN has the best audio out there. And as we're going into the break, I want to say this. I never talked to her. But it was sort of a badge of honor being on the same network as Dr. Joy Brown. And I find her passing to be shocking from what I understand of the circumstances of it. May she rest in peace. She was a great radio host. I've listened to her. I've listened to her show before. So rest in peace, Dr. Joy. You certainly earned it. You were a titan on radio. Couldn't believe it when I heard it. I only heard about it earlier this week, but we'll be right back.
ones you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I'm not ashamed to get out there and, you know, I'm basically going to quote another radio host, which is not something I like to do, except when he's like number in the top five. And if he's been saying the same things I've been saying. But what gives me hope about this is because I'm a little shocked to hear it coming from this quarter. Because Sean Hannity is out there and he's saying he's had it with those who say they're never going to vote for Donald Trump. And on his radio show, he let them have it. This past Tuesday, he said, so here's what I will tell all of you never-Trumpers. Glenn Beck, I hope you're listening. And they then proceeded to attack conservatives who vowed to never vote for Trump, according to Business Insider. And he said exactly what I've been saying. You own Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court appointments. You own it. You're doing everything you can to cast doubt in people's minds. You own the jobs that illegal immigrants will take from the 95 million Americans out of the labor force. You own Obamacare, which is a disaster for this country. You own education because she's beholden to the NEA. Arrogant, stubborn, lying about what Trump has said in his record, purposefully distorting, creating doubt, misperception, and you're so obsessed, some of you with Trump, you don't even go over how corrupt Hillary is. And if we elect a president because you're so stubborn, arrogant, and stupid that can't say radical Islam and can't engage an enemy and identify it, that's your fault as well. And if you help elect the single most corrupt person to ever seek the presidency, somebody who lies like she did, somebody who sold out her office for gain like she has, somebody who's failed on Iran and ISIS and radical Islam in general and Iraq and Iran and Syria, North Africa and Libya, I'm blaming you. And you're going to say, Hannity, we blame you. You gave Donald Trump time on your show, and I gave every other candidate time, too, as well. His agenda is infinitely better than hers, and if you can't see that, then that's your problem. You own it. You own her. You own every dumb thing she's about to do. I blame you. I am going to name names regularly if she wins, and I'll name them now. Bill Kristol, Kevin Williamson, Glenn Beck. Let me think of some other fun ones. Oh, yeah, McCain. Romney, Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan to a degree, McConnell to a degree, quite a few. My governor, Nikki Haley. Lots of people out there that fall under the entirety of nationalreview.com. There's some names for you. The conservatives. In name only. What does that make them? Cinos, Kinos, like the game. Here's the problem. If I could understand what their problem with Trump is, besides the fact that he's not conventional, I'd give it some credence. But I don't understand what their problem with him is. His pro-business stance, his pro-capitalism stance, all the things he's saying about the nation and everything else. And, of course, he's morphing and changing and everything else. He's not a politician. But all of those stances that he has, and that's really all we have to go by. This is rolling the dice. Whereas we know what we get if Hillary wins. With Trump, yeah, we're rolling the dice perhaps. But we can't take Hillary, and we know that, and they know that. But they think I don't know what they think. They think, well, you know, the Supreme Court, big deal. We just, you know, all right, a big deal about this, and, you know, we're elite, so big deal. You know, it doesn't really affect us. A big deal. Hey, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Media types, I know that, you know, for some people, some of these conservatives pulling for Hillary to win, that's because she'd be good for business. They can write about her for the next 4 years, and it'd be good. It'd be fun. They can slam her, slam, slam, slam. And, you know, they really apparently don't even want anybody who might even consider trying to bring it back from the edge. I don't, and they're throwing in the towel. And they're saying the country is not in duress. They're saying that the economy is good. They're saying that we don't have an immigration problem. They're saying that we don't have a terrorism problem. They're saying that we don't have crime exploding in the inner cities. They're not looking at the crying shame that is, you know, the inner cities today and what's happening in the inner cities and the people that it's affecting. And you want to know one thing about the politicians that I especially find disingenuous? All of them claim to be for the downtrodden, the poor, poverty-ridden. Let us lift them. Let us bring them to the middle class. And yet, none of them seem to care to try to intercede in the inner city where they're killing each other on a daily basis, where crime is spiking for the first time in decades. And that's because everything is building to critical mass. That's why crime is spiking in the inner cities. It's building there first because when you're in the inner city, there's nowhere to go. They don't have cars. They can't afford parking, so they don't have cars. So they can't even load up the truck and move to Beverly. So, and these conservatives, and I use the term sarcastically because a true conservative would never be taking this stance. A true conservative would sit back and say, we got to fight with what we got. So let's go fight with what we got. They wouldn't sit back and say, I choose not to fight. We're in an ideological war. Choosing not to fight is deserting. You guys are traitors. Traitors! And you're not even willing to, you know, you don't even look at the constituents that put him in place and give them any credence. They just don't know right, do they? Well, the other thing is that they know that if Trump is elected, that their ride is over too, just like the progressives are to a certain degree. They get that. They understand that. That's the biggest reason I want Trump to win, is not because, I better not say that. I don't want Hillary. But I would love to see people like Bill Kristol's smug self just start bawling like a child. It would be such sweet karma. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It is no secret that the Democratic Party has, they've embraced gun control just wholeheartedly. They, you know, it used to be something they ran from, and not anymore. It's virtually hardwired into the modern party. The 2012 Democratic Party platform specifically called for reinstating the assault weapons ban and closing the gun show loophole. And things have only gotten worse since then. Pantsuit is the nominee, and she's leading the full-scale assault on gun rights. There was a time when a Democratic president, John F. Kennedy, was proudly an NRA member. He was ironically killed with a rifle bolt from an ad in NRA's official journal. If you believe the government version, that is. It's also a long way off from NRA Democrats were supported and endorsed at the House and the Senate, including Max Baucus, Montana. Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota. Joe Donnelly, Indiana. Joe Manchin, West Virginia. And even Harry Reid of Nevada. Situation with Hillary gets even weirder when you consider her husband's experience with this issue. In 1994, then, President Bill Clinton gladly signed an assault weapons ban, only to lose Democratic control of both the House and Senate to the GOP. But it doesn't matter. She, and you know, when you try to sit back and try to imagine a reason, first of all, she had to go much further left than Bernie Sanders, which was that's a whole lot left. And the only thing that she was to the left of Sanders on really was on gun control. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about there. And she's had to play that really hard in order to put herself, it's all based upon emotion. But the primary being over and everything, now you think maybe that she would get ready to engage the general populace, which she hasn't. She has not. Now, Obama really hasn't moved the chains either. He hasn't moved the chains on anything, just some minor changes. But the judiciary is the problem. Now, Obama has placed enough judges in the appeals courts to where I don't know if it ever is going to matter about the Supreme Court again. I don't know. Because Obama has taken care of business on the with the appeals courts. He wanted to stack the deck in the Supreme Court. He wanted to have the entire enchilada. But that's not what's happened. But the final question is going to be this. Is Pantsuit, the corrupt, secretive, power-hungry, conniving political animal that she is, telling her supporters the truth when she says that enacting gun control will be her top priority? Or is this simply pillow talk for the gun haters, and then when push comes to shove, she will just go through the motions and not be willing to expand the political or expend the political capital necessary for any real change? Well, who's looking for change? I'm not looking for change. Now, a very unfortunate incident. And what makes it more unfortunate is they don't even know how to react to it. They, you know, coming from a nation where this is virtually unknown. However, to hear people tell it, it never happens. I'm talking about Wakayama, Japan. One man died and three others were injured Monday in a shooting at a construction company's office in the city of Wakayama. The suspected gunman, a 45-year-old former employee of the firm Wadai Kogyo, was on the run. He's believed to be a relative of one of the firm's senior officials. Police said there was no indication that the attack on the construction company was a Yakuza hit. The victims, all employees of the company, were shot in the stomach and arms. The police said the wounded were males between the ages of 43 and 46. The dead victim was identified as Junsuke Ishiyama, 45. One of the victims reportedly told the police that the attacker pulled a gun out of a bag and began shooting while he was with and he and the four victims were holding talks. Is that what they call that? Holding talks? Nearby residents expressed shock. Gun crimes in Japan usually involve rivalries between Yakuza groups. 52-year-old man who runs a local shop that sells industrial clothing said, "I saw a lot of ambulances and fire trucks this morning. I thought there was a fire or an accident. I never imagined it might be a shooting. It's a normal construction company. The people there are good people." Adding the firm's staff had been clients of his for gloves and other work garments. Can't believe something like that happened. 79-year-old man who runs a factory nearby said he had never heard of trouble at the company. He said, "I was surprised to see all the police cars." It sounds so innocent, doesn't it? Just absolutely innocent. 79-year-old said, "I was so surprised to see all the police cars. The construction company was founded in 1979, has about 10 employees, and has received orders for public works projects from both the city and prefecture of Wakayama, according to a credit research company. Wadaikogyo is located about 3 kilometers southwest of JR Wakayama Station in an area of shops and houses. Police alerted schools in the neighborhood to the incident. Principal of a public elementary school about 1 kilometer from the company, Atsuku Nishikawa, said, "We have to give serious consideration for student safety before the new term begins Thursday." I don't think they'll be lingering there, Mr. Principal. I just don't think they'll be hanging out there. It's interesting the way they react to that, whereas, you know, Japan is the suicide capital of the world. And it's not with guns. Most of them, and it's excruciating. It's excruciating to consider, but there's this forest at the base of Mount Fuji that they call the suicide forest. And you'll drive up in this forest where the parking lot is, and you'll see all of these abandoned cars. And these are people that have gone into the forest and hanged themselves. And there's no camping allowed there or anything else, but most people don't go there to camp. They go there to go somewhere deep into the forest, very deep, deep, thick forest. And there's one guy that goes around hunting them down. Which that has got to be the most grim job anybody's ever found. But it's primarily, it's not like you would think with the pills, because apparently the pills don't kill you quick enough. So they hang themselves, which that is the most excruciating thought I can conjure. What kind of sad person have you got to be that considers doing something like that? Something like this, a shooting? They say they don't think it was Yakuza. It has to be Yakuza, because there's just not that many guns floating around that somebody can get their hands on. So there may be no indication of that, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll see. I don't know. I may not even follow up on this. But right now, we're going to be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater like. Don't you just love computers? I love them. Ben, do you love computers? They just do things that. I mean, you look at something the wrong way and it just. You know what? You'll be able to hear this. That's going in the trash. Hear that? There you go. That's garbage. That's no more of that one. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Studio. Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. Sort of rattled because I was playing a spot that no longer should be there. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Claudia Ruiz Massu, Massu, she is the foreign minister of Mexico, and she called at the second conference of states parties to the arms trade treaty of the UN for the U.S. Congress to pass a new ban on firearms that she labels assault weapons, saying that they cause harm on both sides of the border. In her view, guns that are illegal in Mexico are being bought in the border areas of the United States and smuggled into her country, and stopping this flow of guns is a high priority there. Of course, not during Fast and Furious. The question about the origin of illegal guns in Mexico isn't as simple as the country's foreign minister or the U.S. politicians would claim. Obama, for example, has told us that 90% of crime guns recovered in our neighbor to the south come from this country. But that number is better for headlines than for an analyzed case in favor of a new set of bans. The 90% is of guns that Mexico submitted for tracing, not of the guns they took in, but the guns that they submitted for tracing. Of the guns that the Mexican government seizes, only something between a quarter and a third are sent to us for checking. The situation is even worse for advocates of gun control, since a lot of guns, ammunition, and grenades are being acquired from foreign militaries or from the Mexican military and police, whether stolen or purchased from corrupt officials.
This includes rocket-propelled grenades and M60 machine guns. I know a couple of FFL guys, and none of them will sell me any of that stuff. Three small arms popular with the cartels are the AK-47, the FNP-90, and the 5.7 pistol. All of which, that's the rifle, the 5.7 rifle. All of which are manufactured primarily in countries other than the United States. And in the case of full auto carbines and submachine guns, they're not available to many here at all, if any. In addition to the facts that Ruiz Maceo leaves out about the sources of guns in Mexico, she also fails to mention the flow of drugs, which is a big factor. Either from or through her country into the United States. Mexico is the largest supplier of methamphetamine and a major producer of heroin used by addicts in this country. That's exacerbated by corruption in Mexican law enforcement and by a denial of self-defense rights to ordinary Mexicans. Now, while I can understand Ruiz Maceo and the others to find a, you know, their desire to find a solution to the violence in this country, homicide rate there was the 15th highest in the world in 2014, 27.14 per 100,000. This is a murder rate that's some five times ours, and in many Mexican states, effectively a civil war among drug cartels and government forces exists. When they're actually fighting each other, sometimes they're not even doing that. But while I can sit here and feel empathy, when I'm told that my nation must curtail rights to cure another country's problems, I become a whole lot less caring. Now, are we partially responsible for what's going on there? In the overview, yes, the United States contributes to the crime in Mexico through our drug laws. What I'm about to say, do not take this to be, oh, he's for drug legalization, because that's not true. But all of the things that they are smuggling in here are, of course, prohibited substances. So the black market, you know, the black market exists. And these banned substances are in demand here, much like Prohibition when the, you know, nobody stopped drinking during Prohibition. There are those that think legalizing drugs would remove the black market premium, cutting profits for the cartels, and would offer us a better means of promoting treatment. But in any case, when the Mexican government finds it impossible to prevent the smuggling of drugs, it's hypocritical for them to insist that we try to ban something else. They have some of the most sophisticated smugglers there that the world has ever seen. Governments of the world would do well to respect the rights of the citizens from whom they derive their powers. Efforts at controlling private behavior proved to fail without excesses of force. And this call for a new assault weapons ban is yet another repetition of what doesn't and can't work. Coming from ABC News, John Cohen, he's the pet anti-terrorism expert. There wasn't enough terrorism yet to occupy Mr. Cohen's attention, so they decided to talk about Chicago. Because more control is always the answer in Chicago. But ABC decided to get some insight into the Windy City's staggering shooting stats. And a recent high-profile crime, that's where Chicago Bulls star Dwayne Wade's cousin was shot, killed, pushing a stroller on the south side. Mr. Cohen's take on this? He attributed the violence in Chicago and other cities to three trends: an increased level of confrontational gang interactions, more guns being carried, and local police pulling back in proactive steps. I can't disagree with that. He said it's being primarily driven by gang-related activity and the fact that criminals in these communities believe they are less likely to be stopped by police, so they're choosing to carry guns. So when a confrontation occurs, it's more likely going to turn into a shooting. People are scared of being involved in a confrontation where another person has a gun and they don't, so people in these communities are carrying guns because they're perceiving the police being less proactive in trying to find people carrying guns. It's a whole different risk question for them. They would rather take the risk of being caught with a gun illegally than not having a gun if they're involved in a confrontation with another gang member. You see, it's all down to risk analysis and concluding it's better to carry illegally than not in terms of staying alive. And that makes sense, but what about the bad guys using guns to intimidate people? Because Mr. Cohen wants his audience to know that politically correct policing is the root cause of the recent surge in Chicago's firearms-related death and injury toll. He said, and part of the reason they feel more emboldened to carry, they're seeing they're being stopped less frequently by police. Criminals were more willing to carry guns because they believe they can get away with carrying those guns, because they're also seeing a decrease in police going out in the communities to contact people and get guns off the street. He said proactive stops by police is the primary way to deal with this type of violence. He said decreasing gang-related crime is going to take police officers going into those communities and aggressively targeting repeat offenders, people on parole and probation, and gang members. Those individuals who we know are involved in violent activity. Targeting. Exactly how would that work? How are we going to target somebody? Maybe you could take away the guns, huh? You think unarmed gangbangers versus unarmed gangbangers is better? Well, that means they can't shoot passersby, I guess. The best way to target, if you're going to target these people, is once you catch them, lock them up, and keep them. Keep them. If you're locking them up the third time, well, maybe you should have listened to me the first two times. Now, if the truth be told, Chicago is Chirac, because the city's in cahoots with the gangs, enabling their growth and power with a revolving door justice system. They were to actually bring about more stringent sentencing, that might upset the apple cart. But the apple cart doesn't win elections. Well, the apple cart upright always wins elections. Status quo is what they want. That's what the apple cart is in this particular instance. Let's not mess it up. Let's not rock the boat, that kind of thing. The people that are dying, well, big deal. In the meantime, what you have roaming the street is Darwin. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, CEO of Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Boat.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Desi Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.